This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
And me, Snotty Sybil Summers.
Nice.
I am all allergied out today, guys.
Oh, I'm with you.
If you can hear it in my voice, it's all congested.
So. I've been allergied for 2 months.
I know. I remember a couple of weeks ago when you came in and you said you had taken your Allegra, but your allergies were still kicking you in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with me today. Usually Claritin knocks it right out. And for whatever reason today, I can't overcome it.
Well,
so I apologize for my voice today.
And I go around telling people I'm not sick. This is allergies. Because people kind of get nervous when you're germy and
you're sneezing around them.
I don't want to get the flu.
Yes. So we'll be here for the next hour taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your fan text messages at 43733. Got Waddle on the board today. Big show coming up for you, and AutoFlex is open. Today's the last day of the tax-free Flex lease.
It is, and we are open today. Even as we speak, we're open, and you can reach AutoFlex by calling 817 or 972-234-1234. Exactly. Or AutoFlex.com, where you can also go and view any of the very interesting stories that we're going to do on the air today.
Yes, just click on the Facebook or the Twitter links. You can also hear podcasts of the show, find out what your car is worth, and see all the pre-owned vehicles right there, AutoFlex.com.
Just in case you just can't get enough.
That's right. Some people can't.
I know it.
My mom listens. She likes this show.
She does. She listens to all your shows, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, our computer guy listens also. He sent me an email after last week's show. He said, really good show. I went, that's two people I know, Sybil's mom and our computer guy.
Or say IT guy, IT.
IT guy.
Yes, the IT man.
Computer guy.
9:30 today, we've got our weekly Superstars and their Supercar segment with another satisfied AutoFlex leasing client, Sean Thompson, former Houston Texans player, will be joining us. Plus a lot of other big news. For one, gasoline going up again.
Yeah, you know, it's right at, even for regular, I saw it at $3.91 yesterday. It's getting dangerously close to $4. So what's happening is it's changing the automotive industry. The manufacturers are beginning to start to emphasize high mileage cars again.
I actually filled up my car this morning on my way in. And because of you guys gave me advice a while back that if you're driving a premium vehicle, which I have a Beamer, that you need to use premium gasoline.
Definitely.
So I've upgraded. I used to use just the regular old unleaded. And now every time I fill up, I put premium in. And it was $58 total. So usually it's $65. But then I got in the car and my needle wasn't all the way on F. And I like it to be a little bit past full. And so I didn't fill it up all the way.
So it probably would have been really like 70.
Yeah. Probably would have been more.
So I'm wondering how many people out there have been affected or are changing their driving habits due to the cost of the gasoline.
I'll tell you who isn't. The guy on this truck last night that passed me on the service road, I swear he was going 60. Like, you're off the highway now, buddy.
Uh-huh.
And you're coming up to a red light. I mean, it's red. You can see it. And there's traffic all stopped up there. So where are you going?
It's astonishing when people do that to me. They are just pedal to the metal, and then there's a car right there blocking them. I'm like, where are you going to go?
I know. You're just going to have to hit your brakes.
Yes.
You're wasting all this fuel.
Hurry up and wait.
In Weatherford, a fan texter says it's $3.99. By golly. That's a lot.
Wow.
That's almost $4.
So, what do you...
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Okay. Here's basically what's going on in the car business. Mazda and Kia have joined the 40-mile-per-gallon club. They've got cars that are coming out in 2012 that are going to produce 40 miles per gallon. You've already got Hyundai in that business. They're putting out a third 40-mile-per-galloner. Ford is coming out with a full-size Ford Taurus in 2013 with a four-cylinder engine, which will produce 31 miles per gallon, and I would assume that's combined.
On the highway, I'm sure.
No, I think that's probably combined.
Okay.
That's how they talk about it, but it could be. Chevrolet also has the 2013 Malibu Echo coming out, and it'll get 38 miles per gallon. So there's a, and you're probably right, that's highway, but there's a lot of 40-mile-per-gallon cars being produced all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. The difference now and a couple of years ago is they're fairly well prepared for it now. Most of them had begun making cars that produced better economy, and a lot of them have international cars mm-hmm. that they've been selling in Europe or South America that produce that kind of mileage, and they can shift that technology and production over to the American plants.
And now they're talking about the wagon coming back, people. The
station wagon?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, you know, if gas gets too high and people quit driving SUVs, it's the next,
yeah.
I guess you could say, logical choice. I don't know if it's logical or not.
Isn't the crossover, though, sort of like the new version of the station wagon?
Well, yes, but again, you've got to look at fuel economy. And the
Those
station
don't get good
wagon,
gas mileage.
No, you can
it
basically
can
take the car and just keep the roof line going into the trunk, and you get that cargo capacity in
right.
the back that people tend to like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you more cargo space than just a standard trunk. So if you're going to hit the road with the family vacay, you can load it up all the way to the, you know, to the roof line.
Uh-huh.
And you can illegally put children back there when you have to.
Cram
you know,
them
when
in.
When you agree to carpool.
Stuff the little boogers in back there.
Yep. You guys stay under this sheet in case the police see this.
Well, you know, you got the Honda Cross Tour, which is one of the, that's a wagon.
It is. I mean, it's a pretty slow down wagon, but you're right.
I mean, that's so they're starting to edge it back in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Malibu, they're talking about how easy it would be to make a Malibu wagon because it's built on their Epsilon platform, which is actually a universal platform they can build a lot of cars on.
Right.
So it's real easy to make that transition to a wagon. And if they can do the Malibu Eco Boost engine and or not Eco Boost, that's Ford's, but Malibu Eco, and have a, you know, 38 miles per gallon wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Then all they've got to do is find a housewife that's willing to drive it.
Hey, they're willing to drive minivans.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Now there was a rebellion against minivans a few years ago.
That depends on how old you are.
It does, but in the housewife, you know, the 25 to 40.
Okay.
No wagons.
All it takes is three under the age of 5, and the minivan becomes extremely popular.
Yeah, it does.
Let me
That's
tell
true.
You, because those push button sliding side doors
mm-hmm.
and being able to access those children without bending way over or lifting way up.
Right.
No,
especially if you just want to turn around and backhand one of them. In the minivan, when the space between the seats, it's easy.
Uh-huh. You know, work on your personality for your cool factor. Don't rely on the car to be that. You know, go for the convenient car.
That's a good point.
You know, don't let your car define you. Just get out looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know,
from a fan text, over the past 6 months, I went from spending $50 to fill up my car to over $70 each time. Wonder who's got the biggest fill-up bill out there that can tell us about it.
Oh, somebody in a Suburban.
Fan text us, 43733.
They should bring back the El Camino, another fan text. It never went away. That's the only car I know of that's 30 years old, and you still see them everywhere.
Well, I know, but they're not building new ones.
No.
I had an El Camino for a brief period till the rear reverse gear went out in the transmission, and that was another. It went to the yard.
Was it two-tone?
No, it was gold, though. It was gold.
There's a ton of El Caminos out there.
Yeah, they still drive.
It was a cool car for the time because it was a pickup, but it was really a car on the inside. And at that point in time, pickups were just trucks.
Uh-huh.
They had roll-up windows and steel dashboards.
They didn't have extended cabs back
then.
And the El Camino, that's a two-seater.
So
that's three.
An El Camino was like getting, I guess it would have been an Impala. At the time, or maybe a Malibu at the
time.
With
all cargo space
in
the back.
Yeah, with a pickup bed on the back.
Yeah. I never did quite get that. Who came up with
that? Well, they
sold
the heck
out of the Ranchero.
The Ranchero, exactly. Yeah.
Well, now there's something sort of similar. I think is it the Chevy HHR where it's like a car in the front, but it's got the flatbed of the pickup?
They don't build those now, but yeah, the Chevy, not the HHR, the...
No, that's a Ford...
No. What's... Oh, gosh. We're all in the car business.
I think it's a Chevy
model.
We're all car people and we can't figure this out. It's
but
not good.
Remember that
it's half car, half
Come
truck.
Come on, somebody, text
Change
us.
Change the subject.
We'll find out. We'll tell you later.
Okay.
Anyway, no, those are all senseless vehicles. You really have to now think about a sensible vehicle. I don't think people who have much of a commute are going to be doing that impulse buy. They're really going to have to consider the car they drive, the fuel economy, long term planning. And when it comes to that, I think the only place to call is Autoflex Leasing. One of my clients called the other day, and she has a teenager that's going to be driving in the next few years, one in college that will be graduating, and she doesn't have to worry about his car anymore, and then another one that's driving now, and her lease is coming up. She said, Tammy, what do I need to do? I know that you'll give me the best guidance here. And it made me feel great to know that she knew she could rely on us to help her make this next best decision when you figure fuel economy and what she was planning for her family long term.
Right.
So that's what we'll help you do. We can take everything into consideration. A client called the other day about a hybrid Escalade, the long wheelbase. Well, that hybrid technology is so much more expensive on that Escalade that it would take so many years.
Yeah, you'll never save enough gas to pay for the technology.
You couldn't really. Not with, you know, and once you drive on the highway, you're using the gas engine, not the hybrid part of the engine, so you're not really saving anything there. So my answer there was go with the gasoline engine, because if you're just looking at a three-year lease, unless you just want to show off
and
be green and say, ooh, look, I paid another $20,000 for my vehicle.
Okay, so we have a number of texters that have told us, reminded us that it's a Chevrolet
SSR.
Yeah, exactly.
SSR, that's what it is. Thank you, fan texters.
I drove one for about a week. And it's a great car.
It's a real retro looking.
It's got a funky looking. It's got a big engine in it, and it's a convertible pickup truck.
If you're inside, that's exactly what it is.
I call it a ZZ Top car.
You know, it reminds me of
something somebody from ZZ Top would be driving.
If you're driving it, David, does it sit high up like a truck would, or is it lower?
No, it sits lower, and it's more like driving a Corvette than it is a truck.
Really?
It's fast.
Cooler looking El Camino. Oh. Bragger, my motorcycle took $12 to fill up.
Well, on the other side of the story, I drive an F-350. It cost me $155 to fill up, and my wife's Suburban's $120. Now, that's a lifestyle changer right there for a lot of folks.
Yeah,
I'd like to know how often they have to fill those up, like weekly?
Yeah, it depends on how far the commute is.
And let me tell you, it's not just affecting your pocketbook at the gas station each week. It's affecting your pocketbook at the grocery store, when you go buy a new big screen television, when you go to the mall and shop. Everything gets delivered.
Well, and one of the things we're seeing in the car business is the price of cars are going up.
That
Ford
too.
Has added $117 per vehicle this last month to cover the additional cost of transportation, because it costs a lot more gas to get the cars from the factory to the dealers now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see everything go up in price when fuel goes up in price. $12 to fill up a motorcycle. That's pretty good.
That's good for you. I'm so happy for you.
And here's a texter that says the SST was ugly. Well, matter of opinion. I thought it was pretty cool.
The SSR.
SSR.
Well, he called it the SST. I think that was a typo.
Yeah, it was.
A texting typo.
Even if a motorcycle only takes $12 to fill up, how far could you go
forever.
Really?
I get about 60 miles to gallon on mine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And mine's a big, fat one.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Yeah, they go. That's great fuel economy. That's why Europeans all drive around in those little scooters and Vespas and stuff.
Yeah.
They get great fuel economy.
I figured that was because the roadways were so narrow. Plus, they weave in and out of traffic.
A lot of that, but it's fuel economy. They've been paying ridiculous prices for fuel for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Another fan texter here. You know what's going on with this. It's the car business, politics. It's all about the money. There's not an honest car dealership in all the world.
That's
not true. No, there's a lot of really, really good car dealerships out there, and there's a lot of great people in the car business. And just like in any business, there are bad people too.
Sure.
So you have to make a choice, do a little research, find out who you're going to do business with, and then go down and do business with them.
Right. I heard something on the radio today. They were talking about where you go to shop for cars, and somebody made a statement about car dealerships on the tollway. And I guess unless you live and have to commute up and down the tollway, you're not really going to go pay $8 to go shopping for cars at a dealership on the tollway, are you?
Yeah, that'll have an effect on it also.
I'm sure glad we're on 75.
Yeah.
It's free to come to Autoflex.
You can
go online. It's free to go online and look at our beautiful used cars there, but you can just drive right over there for free too.
Well, and it's free to go to the Arlington location off I-20.
That's true. Sorry, Dave.
No, never mind. I've lost my text.
Oh, my 18-wheeler. My 18-wheeler went from around $450 at each fill-up to well over $600, and that, I guess, is diesel.
Whoa.
That's a different animal altogether,
costly.
But how far
that's
does
why
he
your
go?
Lettuce is going to cost more.
Your what? Oh,
your lettuce.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and your tomatoes and your canned everything, because it's all truck.
And your shoes.
Yep.
And your television.
Wow.
and everything.
It's shocking how high gas is getting. Mm-hmm. If you want to fan text us, let us know what the last time you went to the pump, how much it cost. 43733 is the number. Coming up next, we're going to talk about distracted driving and what not to do while you're on the phone and while you're driving. So stay tuned. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive with your host, David Blessingame, dancing Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil Summers. 877-881-1053 is our phone number, direct to the studio. You can also send us fan texts, and boy, are those coming in fast and furious. Or you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234.
And check them out online at AutoFlex.com. Now, we're asking people, what did it cost the last time you had to pay at the pump? We're getting a ton of responses here. The largest, of course, being an 18-wheeler that cost $600. And it used to only be $450.
Here's a wonderful example of what we were talking about, though. Hey, guys, I had to pay an additional $275 fuel surcharge to have flowers delivered on Mother's Day.
How about that?
There you go.
A fuel surcharge.
You're probably going to start seeing that a lot more. Pizza companies and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Any delivery service.
07 Camry, four-cylinder, $63.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yep. And he didn't have to put in premium. That's regular gas.
Right. Okay, let's talk about safety in numbers, because there's been a big change in the last 50 years in the numbers of people that are being killed on the highway. And it's a really wonderful positive thing, because we're at an all-time low for highway fatalities since they have been recording numbers.
Nice. Yeah. Is that because, I was just going to ask, is that because of the new improved safety features on vehicles?
Some of it is, and some of it is because of better medical care, because they have better trauma care now. So if you're injured, you're less likely to become a fatality. They can get you to the hospital and help you a little faster.
More neurologists in the emergency room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of it is technology. You know, the crash avoidance systems that exist now, the anti-skid systems on cars that you can get on the newer cars, certainly airbags, side impact airbags being a big part of that are becoming pretty commonplace. In fact, I guess they are commonplace on cars now.
Very much so.
But if you go back 8, 9 years ago, even 5 years ago, they weren't.
True. Side curtain airbags, front airbags, side airbags, even airbags for the back seat passengers, not just the front seat passengers. Definitely a lot better. And anti-lock brakes, and like you said, the anti-skid. There's a lot of different things. And then Volvo did the little blind spot warning system. I remember when Infiniti came out with the little lane changing. It beeps whenever you got too close or started crossing the white line. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little road, the little separators, so when you're texting and you start drifting.
And a lot of the the change that we've seen, the positive changes, also come from just educational programs on teaching people how to drive properly and how to avoid accidents. And also distracted driving, which was growing, actually decreased between 2008 and 2009. And we're going to talk about distracted driving in just a minute. But it is when you're driving, if you're on the text, if you're texting, if you're on the telephone, if you're screaming at your better part in the car, or they're screaming at you. That's distracted.
It is.
That's distracted driving.
I think in the story, it was talking to your passengers. It wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just spoke from personal experience. Anyway.
Or the passenger screaming at the driver, "You're going too fast. You're following too close.
Turn right."
You see that car? Another thing that really, and this is something I hadn't thought about, but it's helped traffic fatalities, is we're all driving a little slower right now because the roads are more congested.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you're going 40, you're a lot less likely to have that terrible head injury than 70.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, it's still pretty amazing the numbers of people that actually die every year on the phone. In the car.
In the car while they're on the phone.
Yeah. Well, 16% of them accidents, 16% of the accidents that were recorded, people were on the telephone.
Mm.
By golly, 16%. That's a big number.
Is that on the phone, either talking texting? Okay.
Yeah, across the board.
A phone was involved.
Got it.
anyway, when you look at who gets killed in an accident by group, under 21, 14%, 20 to 24, 9.7%. Anyway, basically, if you look at the numbers, the largest killer of teenagers is the automobile.
Distracted driving.
So the under 21 is the biggest percentage?
Yep. Yeah. More people get killed.
Doesn't
more
surprise me.
Well, no, more teenagers. That's how more teenagers die than any other way.
Oh, I think if I were a parent of a teenager, I'd have a hard time putting my 16-year-old behind the wheel of a car. They're so immature and they have no common sense developed yet.
You would have to get one of those zappers also where they can't be on their cell phones while they're driving.
Oh, definitely.
Well, and I think, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit on, in the distracted driving area, which we're about to go to. But it's amazing, the statistics. And I've completely changed my opinion on talking on a hands-free cell phone, because now they have empirical evidence, as they say, that talking on a hands-free cell phone leaves you as impaired as if you had legally a 0.08 blood alcohol level. In other words, talking on the phone, even hands-free, is about the same as being drunk and driving.
Wow. Because your brain is not concentrating on driving, it's concentrating on the conversation.
Yeah, you've got you've got three areas that things come into you with. You see things, you hear things, and you touch things and feel things. Well, if you have one area of your brain that is concentrating on something other than what you're seeing, then it's impaired.
Visual, manual, and cognitive.
Yes. So if you're talking on the phone, you're carrying on a conversation, especially if somebody says something that surprises you or that makes you angry, whatever, your attention is no longer fully on the road. And people can walk in front of you, a car can maybe run a red light or whatever, and it takes you just that fraction of a second longer to recognize that, and then all of a sudden you're in a wreck.
It's like when Tammy says, you know, sometimes you're so enthralled in your conversation, you miss your exit. That's happened to all of us, and that is a prime example.
Yeah.
Raise my hand, how do you, guilty.
How do you miss an exit that you know where it
right.
is, but you're on the phone?
Yes. I mean, I was going to their house. La, la, la.
I've done that.
I couldn't even wait till I got there to talk to them. What the heck was wrong with me?
It's also, if you ever notice, sometimes when you're lost, you turn down the radio. Because your brain is focused, you're paying attention to what you're listening to.
Perfect.
But if you need to use all 100% of your brain, then you turn it down so you're not distracted.
Mm-hmm. One of our fan texters says yelling at your kids is a distraction.
That is
It's a distraction for the kids, too. I'll point that out.
Or your kids yelling.
Yeah.
Probably be one.
That's why I think those DVD players in the back were probably one of the best things for parents. It got the kids to quiet down so that they could. But then again, maybe it got the kids to quiet down so they could have phone conversations with other people.
Well, we have a fan texter that says, so you're saying the radio is an impairment. Not if you're listening to the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Now, I'm not sure about the rest of radio.
Right.
But our show is not an impairment.
But fooling with the dials?
Mm-hmm.
Is a bit of an impairment. So
well, and that causes accidents, people looking at the radio. The old thing that used to cause so many accidents that fortunately doesn't anymore is people would drop cigarettes in their laps.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
if you want something to take your attention off the road.
Try dropping something on fire into your
lap.
Groin area.
Yes.
That might take your attention off the road.
Okay, so visual, manual, and cognitive. Visual, taking your eyes off the road. Manual, taking your hands off the wheel. Cognitive, taking your mind off what you're doing. So using a cell phone, certainly an example. Eating and drinking, talking to passengers, grooming. Grooming.
Makeup.
Right,
do that.
Yeah.
Makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or people that shave while they drive. I've seen that. Reading, including maps. Now, I've told this story before. I drove up beside a guy in a minivan who had a newspaper laid across the steering wheel, a cigarette in one hand, a cup of coffee in the other, and was driving with his knees, reading the newspaper, going down 30. That's a true story. Anyway, PDA or navigation device, if you're messing with that, watching a video, very distracting, very distracting, and changing the radio station, unless you can do that by pushing a button on your wheel. 20% of crashes in 2009 involved distracted driving. 1 in 5.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. Of those killed in distracted driving crashes, 995 were killed as a result of cell phone distraction. 18% of all fatalities from distracted driving were caused by cell phones.
That's believable.
That's a pretty big percentage.
In 2009, 5,474 people were killed on roadways, and 448,000 were injured. In the group of the greatest portion of distracted driving that were injured or killed were the under 20 group. 16% of all drivers, as I said.
So the bottom line is we ought to pay a little more attention to the task at hand, which is driving. You know, if we're playing basketball, pretty much all we're doing is playing basketball. We're not talking on the phone while mm-hmm. we're playing basketball. We're not talking on the phone while we're playing football or bowling.
Good
or
point.
Any of these other things that take a little concentration. And those were just the first examples I came up with since it's a sports station that we're talking on.
We have some very smart listeners. One of them has texted in, it's visual, auditory, and tactile learning. By golly. And just listening to the radio, I don't think is considered to be a distraction, to answer another texter's question.
Because depends on how involved you get in the conversation.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, if you drive up next to one of those guys who's using his steering wheel as a drum and is uh-huh. banging his head back and forth, he may be distracted.
Oh, let me interject right there. My little experience last night on the way home. Great song came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I got excited and hands came off the wheel and I started my groove going. And it was 6:30, so I'm kind of in that little bit of a rush hour, but I'm not on the highway. I'm on a side road, and it's stop-and-go traffic. And sure enough, just as I was in the little head groove, and I might have closed my eyes for a second.
Oh, dear.
I'm thinking. And boom, everybody stopped in front of me. And when I realized what was happening, I had to slam on my brake, catch my purse before it hit the floorboard, you know, because everything's going to fall out, right?
Right.
And I went, there's something for the radio tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep.
Right there, that brief, I'm telling you, 5 seconds, 5 seconds.
So,
I got my groove going for 5 seconds.
And it was all just because of a song on the
radio.
All
because of a song on the radio, and I almost rear-ended the car in front of me. And I wasn't even that close to them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself talking back to the radio earlier this week. So that also means I'm so into the conversation going on that I'm like, nuh-uh, that's not right. Or, yeah, that happened to me too.
But just keep in mind that while you're enjoying the radio or whatever else you're doing in the car, really need to concentrate on the traffic too. And another thing that so remember last week I said I wasn't going to use my phone.
Yes, how'd that go?
It went great, except for I had one faux pas. I stayed off the phone all week. And let me tell you, I looked at that phone. I'd look at that phone. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even in the car that much, you guys.
Longing for the phone.
I did long for the
phone. Wanting to touch the phone.
I would touch it. I'd pet it. I'd stroke it. I stroked the phone. I mean, I could not touch it. I didn't say that was anything part of distraction.
Uh-huh.
But I answered it one time because it was a work call and I thought maybe it was urgent. But foolish me, why did I push that button? Even though it was on speaker, I should have just pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll admit to all of you, I'll be honest and say I did answer it, but I said, I'm blowing my promise that I made on the radio. And so I quickly got off the phone. But the bottom line is just pull over. Because if you're not an emergency room doctor being called for something, you know, if you're not going to be saving somebody's life by that phone call,
mm-hmm.
and if somebody hasn't texted you a 911, you know, if you don't already know that it's dire emergency, pull over. So when I did need to make a phone call while I was driving, I pulled over and made the phone call. It wasn't a big deal. Took me off the road a couple minutes, made my phone call, didn't cause any other distractions while I was driving, and I made it. So I made it a whole week, except for that one little faux pas.
Nice. Another couple of interesting statistics, if statistics can ever be interesting. Women are more than twice as likely to be distracted by a telephone and twice as likely to text and talk on the phone while driving as men are. And I thought that was sort of interesting.
It makes sense. Women like talking on the phone more than
guys
talkers.
Do. Yeah. We have more words.
For sure. Couple of fan texts. Best way I found to go hands-free is to plug my iPhone into my auxiliary jack on my radio and listen through the speakers, kind of like the Ford Sync system.
Okay.
Keeps me more focused on driving. Here's another one. I didn't want to take my eyes off the road to look at the speedometer. Is that a good excuse for getting out of a speeding ticket?
I wouldn't give you a speeding ticket if you told me that.
I don't think it'll work.
I don't think it'll work. I know.
Use your cruise control.
Try that one this week, Tammy, and let us know next week.
I'm not a speeder too much. I'm not too much of a speeder.
That's good.
If you want a car with all of the newest safety devices, which I think is important, if you want to get a car that's got hands-free, that's got navigation that'll save you gasoline, and that's the really
so
cool thing about
lost.
Nav.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and it gives you the shortest distance between point A and point B, especially if you don't know where you're going. I wonder how many millions of gallons of gas we waste in America every week looking for an address.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nav, save you gasoline, side impact airbags, anti-skid devices, save your life. Mm-hmm. Give us a call at Autoflex because you can get all of those on every car made at Autoflex, and we'll tell you which one will work the best for you.
817 or 972-234-1234 is the number, and today is a great day to call because it's the last day of the tax-free Flex lease, which could save you thousands of dollars. So take advantage of that. Sean Thompson joins us next on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Autoflex lease,
oh yeah. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive with David Blassingame, Sybil Summers, and Stephanie Boozer. We are joined now by Sean Thompson, former Houston Texans linebacker. Sean, what are you up to these days?
I guess locked out.
Yeah, that's true. What are you doing, though, in the off season? Anything exciting?
In off season, I just run my I try to give back to the community, and I opened up a boys' home that I, you know, work with kids from the age of 10 to 17, try to get them on the right path.
It's local then?
It's in Greenville.
But oh,
we still service the Dallas area.
Well, what's the name of it? And if you have a website, let's plug it so people can donate or maybe volunteer.
All right, it's Thompson's RTC. And the email is thompsonsrtc@gmail.com.
Sean, you're originally from Mount Pleasant. Are you still living out in that area?
No, I live in Rowlett now, but, okay. You know, still that black and gold still run through my veins.
And you get some really unusual cars from us because we deal with a lot of guys that get, you know, big, fast sports cars and stuff. But what kind of cars do you get from Autoflex?
Well, those guys are probably don't get no good, fast cars. Most likely they don't have families.
You know, that's true.
I have three kids, you know, nine, 4, and 9 months. So car seat probably wouldn't look good in a Ferrari, you know.
Probably not.
You could probably make it look good.
I probably could.
But hey,
as Stephanie said, I'm good with it.
There you go.
Stephanie knows, too. So you get vans for your boys' school, right?
Yes.
So how many have we gotten for you?
I got three of those for the business. And then I got a Denali. And me and Steph working on a car right now. I ain't going to say it on Eric. I hope my wife not listening.
Saturday. Well, now she's going to hear it and call you and try to get to the bottom of it.
Hey, there you go.
All right, so Sean Thompson joins us here. You also played for the Cleveland Browns. I guess I got to ask you which team you preferred because you are a Texas boy.
I am a Texas boy. But, you know, I really can't. I'm kind of a catch-22. Can't talk down on Cleveland. Cleveland gave me my start.
Mm-hmm.
And especially coming from a small school, you know, to be taken second round, you know, I can't talk bad on them. But both of them was an interesting experience for me. But I'm still Texas through and through, heart to heart. So, you know, I always got to ride with the Texas home team.
Do you miss playing?
Do I miss playing? Nah. I missed the locker room.
It's nice to have some time off, though.
Oh, yeah. That body showed love it. Let the body rest a little bit.
Right.
You being a linebacker, you take a lot of punishment out there, and that can certainly shorten your career.
Well, I don't know about taking.
Given. I'm sorry. There you give
go.
A lot of punishment.
Sean Thompson joins us here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Now, in addition to running your boys' home, Thompson's RTC, what else do you like to do in your spare time? Are you a video game kind of guy, or do you go to concerts, or what do you like to do for hobbies?
Daddy daycare.
Daddy daycare.
Daddy daycare.
That's awesome.
You know, playing football, always on the go. You know, I wasn't one of the ones that try to make my wife stop doing whatever she wants to do. So she's an ultrasound tech. You know, I want her to make sure that, you know, her life is not all about me. And mm-hmm. I let her do what she do. And then I really get to have a lot of time with my kids because, you know, a lot of people don't see the off-season time that you got to put in a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And you never get to spend a lot of time with your kids too much. But now, man, I'm trying to – can't never make up the time, but sure, I can do the best I can.
So you got three kids of your own, and you run the boys' home. Do you ever get sick of being around kids?
Nah, you know what? That's one thing that'll never be boring, though. Kids never boring. You never know what they might say or do.
That's true. They're full of life.
It keeps you excited. You know, doing it, sitting behind the desk and working with numbers or – something like that, that can get boring. That's probably why Stephanie loves what she does. You know, she just called me out the blue to see how I'm doing. And that's the, you know, you get, you have relationships like that with people that it keeps it interesting. Get to just work with numbers and computers is boring. But when you work with people, you never know. I know I bought that car from Nick Carl for a van. But she's like, man, this is like both ends of the spectrum.
There's never a dull moment with you, Sean.
All right, so Sean Thompson joining us here. Again, if you want to volunteer or donate to the charity, it's Thompson's RTC. What does the RTC stand for?
It's a residential treatment center.
And that's out of Greenville, Texas, and you, again, still living here locally. You said in
Rowlett.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever go to the lake out there?
I drive by it. I don't have a boat. I need to get one, but, you know, wife is not too fun to boat. I'm working on a motorcycle now, so.
Now we're talking.
Hey.
A cruiser or a crotch rocket?
Cruise, a crotch rocket. Yeah, your back hurt. You know, playing football, you know, your back gets tight.
Hey, Sean, you're exactly right. What kind of bike are you looking at?
I like the Raider S.
Uh-huh.
I was going to do a custom, but everybody tell me the big fat tire in the back is hard to ride.
You know what else? It's hard on your back. Those hardtails, they bounce you around pretty good.
Oh, man, I don't need no help then. I'm getting something real, real nice and comfortable that I can enjoy. The only thing I don't like don't come with cruise control.
They sort of do. If you get a Harley, you can get a little twist knob that'll lock it up. So you don't have to worry about that.
Uh-oh. I might have to check into that.
And yeah. Hey, we can lease that, Sean.
Oh, yeah? Hey, still. Yeah, we'll holler at you.
Always selling.
All right, Sean Thompson, do you have a Twitter account or anything that you want to throw out to the listeners?
Nah, I don't do Twitter, Facebook, nothing.
Okay. Well, again, if you do want to donate or volunteer, it's thompsonsrtc@gmail.com. Sean, thanks so much for joining us on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, and we wish you the best of luck in the off season.
All right. Thank you all so much.
All right. So there he goes, Sean Thompson joining us here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Got a bunch of fan texts coming in at 43733. Remember, you can also call us 877-881-1053, but let's rattle off a couple of these.
Okay, well, here's one. Learning styles are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. That's for one of our very, very smart listeners. Talk about distractions in a car. We have a lot of police officers that listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Talk about distractions in the car. We have the police radio, laptops, and usually a few cell phones.
A few?
A few.
I only have one cell phone. How do you have more than one?
I've noticed a lot of guys have two.
Well, maybe, and the police may have two different types of communications phones.
A personal and then personal one business. That's issued to them from the department.
Maybe so.
Yep.
Hmm.
Anyway,
I'm not reading that one.
Here's a fan text at 43733. Does Autoflex buy car loans and lease the vehicle back to the owner?
We do, in fact. We're doing that right now for an owner of an exotic kind of a car, and he called yesterday. He'd gone out and paid cash for this car, and then he told his accountant about it, and his accountant said, "You did what?" So we are going to buy that car back from him and lease it to him and lower his payments, but more importantly, give him back many, many thousands of dollars that he can take and invest.
But if you have an auto loan, we have actually turned a loan into a lease. So basically, you turn off the loan or you pay off the loan and then release the car.
Exactly.
So, yes, we do that, and we can do that for you. Just give us a call at 817 or 972.
And that's what we do at the end of the lease for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people, at the end of their lease, they decide they want to keep the car. Maybe it's got really low miles on it, or they want to pass it on to one of their kiddos or their wife, and they know that it's been treated well and serviced properly. So we'll just do a finance for them at the end of the lease, and they keep the same car and drive it right down the road.
And we can do a release on a car that, say, is 3 years old if you decide you want to keep it another couple of years. You know, at first you didn't want to do that 5-year lease because you really thought that you'd be ready for a new car, but the economy's changed, gas prices, etc. Something may keep you from being able to afford that brand new car. You can release your pre-owned car at the end of the lease. So we have turned a lot of people's leases into another lease at the end of the That was really easy to say. I'm so eloquent. Basically, right. Let's say you have a 2008 Infiniti. The lease is coming up today. You'd like to keep it. Call us. Oh. We'll lease it back to you.
Now,
that's
I got to say this too. This is going to affect a lot of people. If you leased an Asian car in 2007, 2008, or 2009, I don't care who you leased it from. we can probably take you out of that car and put you in a new one right now, and you probably have equity. And that sounds a little crazy because you could be 2 years into a four-year lease. But what we have discovered is with the shortage of Asian cars, which we'll talk about after the break, they're going up in value. So Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, pretty well any of them you can name. Also some SUVs and
primarily
pickup trucks.
Primarily the Japanese cars.
But primarily Japanese cars. They've gone up in value so much that we are able to give so much for them that you can trade now and maybe get a new car with better safety devices, a DVD for the kid in the back, kids in the back.
Start out with a fresh warranty and brand new tires.
Exactly. Fresh warranty. Just trade you out and put you in a new car. People, it's amazing how many people we found that could trade way, way early right now. And it's because of the condition of supply and demand in the car business that's going on right now.
And what years again? What year model?
08 and newer for leases, but 07
and newer
for trading.
For purchases. Well, even 07 on leases, if they've still got one.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the release.
Yeah. No, if they've still got an 07, they can probably trade right now, or an 08, and even some 09s. In fact, we've 09 LX570s, 2 years into a four-year lease, they've got equity.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So if you want to call about that, 817 or 972-234-1234. Next on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, these tornadoes have been ripping across the United States, and we're going to talk about how it affects you. So stay tuned to 105.3 The Fan. Autoplex lease, oh yeah. You get
the most for your lease. With an Autoplex lease, yeah. When it comes time to get a new car, truck, van, or SUV, pick up the phone and call Autoflex Leasing to find out how leasing your new car can save you lots of money. Autoflex Leasing is licensed to lease every make and model, from subcompacts to cowboy Cadillacs and everything in between. With a Flex Lease, there's no down payment, and your payments can be up to 50% less than buying. And whether you drive a ton of miles or just back and forth to the office, there's an Autoflex Lease for you. Now, let's not forget, because Autoflex leases so many new vehicles, they also have hundreds of trade-ins and late model lease returns that you can buy or lease as well. Today's the day. Pick up the phone and call Autoflex Leasing at 817 or 972, then 234-1234. Or apply online at autoflex.com. Autoflex Leasing, the only name you need to know when it comes time to get a new or used vehicle. Make that call today.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Hey, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, and me, Sybil Summers. If you want to give us a call, you got a couple minutes left to get in on the program. 877-881-1053 is the phone number. You can also fan text us at 43733. If you miss us here today, you can still call Autoflex. They'll be open until this evening. And what are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 if you're out where you can barely hear the radio. And autoflex.com on the World Wide Web.
And why should they call you?
Because we're the good guys. Thank you, Waddle.
All right, so you could not pick up a newspaper or go to a website online or turn on a news channel without hearing about all the tornadoes across the U.S.
Yeah, you know, earthquakes, tsunamis, and storms. Oh, my.
And wildfires.
Terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, and wildfires. Tornadoes tore through the South, as everyone knows, this past week on Wednesday. Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and there are a lot of automotive manufacturing plants in those states, and that's for reasons that we can talk about later, but it's political. There's a lot of manufacturers in those states. Tuscaloosa was hit by a huge mile-wide tornado, and there is a Mercedes-Benz assembly plant there that builds their GL, their M, and their R-Class vehicles, and it suffered quite a bit of damage. You know why you hunt elephants in Alabama, don't you?
Why?
Because the Tuscaloosa.
Ha!
Anyway.
Wah, wah, wah.
thank you. I didn't know you had a rim shot here. Plants also, there's a lot of plants in that area that produce parts for cars, and a lot of those plants were damaged. Electrical lines are down over hundreds and hundreds of miles. And one of the things I didn't think about, cell towers were down.
Ooh.
The storm took down cell towers, and a lot of people in their businesses and a lot of businesses industry uses cell transmission to move information with. So it has really, really been devastating. At the same time, we're still, you know, reeling from the effects of the earthquake and the tsunami. And so real quickly, I can sort of go over a couple of things that that you can expect to see. Chrysler Corporation has restricted dealers from ordering vehicles in 10 paint colors. Now, here's one of the things that the tsunami did and the earthquake did that nobody thought about. They produce a lot of pigments in northern Japan. So Ford at one time, in fact, up until last week, Ford couldn't buy any black pigment. So if you wanted a black Ford, they couldn't build it for you. They have found a supplier on that now, but they're still expecting a shortage of six other metallic colors. Toyota Camry production in Lafayette, Louisiana, is going to follow Toyota's standard production schedule right now, which is about one-third of their normal production, and they do not expect that to return to normal until the 2012 model year. It's just crazy. So there's lots and lots of... And here's how that affects you and I. There's going to be less cars around, and they're going to cost more. And it's not
supply
going
and demand.
Yeah, it's not going to take very long before you see a large increase in the price of automobiles. And it's going to be across the board because between the chips and the pigment, all of the parts that are
the
not
slowdown
being,
of production, the lack of supplies.
There's going to be like 500,000 less cars made this year.
So if you are even thinking about getting a car this year sooner rather than later, I mean, before this is really quite taken hold, you probably ought to get your business taken care of. Okay, here's a really cool thing. Cobra Tag keeps track of your stuff.
That's one of the coolest things I've read about. It is so great.
Your smartphone can locate the nearest sushi restaurant, right? It can stream live television. It can facilitate a Scrabble game with your friend who lives in a different state. It can help you with a lot of things. But why can't it help you find your keys? Well, guess what? This summer, it can. The Cobra Tag, a two-part hardware and software system designed to help you keep track of your stuff, includes a small electronic sensor that communicates with the free app downloaded to your phone and can attach to your key ring, wallet, or laptop bag. The sensor detects when it is out of range of the phone, suggesting that you may have taken your keys but left your phone behind. Isn't that cool? It can also help locate the phone when it's within range.
Right.
You simply tap a button on the sensor and it will ring your phone.
Yep.
Or vice versa if you're looking for the item hooked to the Cobra Tag dongle. That's a fun word to say, dongle.
What's a dongle?
It's a Cobra Tag dongle. Well, it's something that dangles.
That's
dongle. D-O-N-G-L-E, dongle.
It's a key dongle.
New favorite word.
I know. I like it.
I might have to call somebody a dongle
anyway,
later
you
today.
You can use your phone's
they
app.
Me off in
wait,
traffic.
wait. There's a better thing. You can use your phone's app to make the dongle ring.
Now, how great is that? Because how many times have you been looking? You know, you're fixing to walk out the door and you realize you don't have your keys. And then you start through your house and you look everywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then there's somewhere you never thought you'd ever find them. With the Cobra Tag, you push the button on the phone and it makes your keys ring.
Right.
What a great idea.
And also, to secure your phone's data, you can set up the phone Halo application, which will lock your phone when it's out of range of the sensor.
Which is even better in case somebody tries to steal your phone.
Mm-hmm. So the Cobra Tag, coming out in July, will retail for $59.95.
That's a neat deal. That is a neat deal. Okay. For sentimental folks, it's been 2 years since Pontiac died. April 27th, 2009 was the end of Pontiac, which is really sort of sad for, you know, at one time that was the third largest selling car in the United States.
Yep.
So it
remember
at the time,
the Fiero.
Yeah, oh boy, those were great.
The Firebird.
Those were
That's what
great.
I remember.
Yeah.
The Smokey
about,
and the Bandit car, the Trans Am.
How about the 65 GTO Judge?
I know.
That was an awesome, awesome car. Anyway.
Those are classics. They'll be worth more money because Pontiac's OOB.
Well, at the same time, you know what? GM looks pretty smart now. They looked pretty dumb at the time, but they look pretty smart now because they're still in business.
So what kind of car was the 21-year-old man who plunged his car 200 feet over the south rim of the Grand Canyon driving?
This is a great
story. He survived.
Yeah, there's a 21-year-old guy who says he can't really explain how, but he drove his car off the rim of the Grand Canyon. He plunged down 200 feet where his car, thankfully, was stopped by a tree.
Oh, boy.
And that's where it is right now, folks. The he got out of the car and climbed up the ridge of the rim and was helped by some people, eventually sent to the hospital with minor injuries. And currently they are developing a plan to remove the car.
Wow.
I'm sure it will involve a crane
mm-hmm.
and some bunch of people and some firemen. And
as crazy as it is, that's the second week in a row that somebody plunged into the Grand Canyon and survived.
What kind of bill is this guy going to get from the Grand Canyon Parks Ooh. People for
yeah,
moving his car?
Absolutely.
What kind of do you think this 21-year-old has that kind of money in the bank?
I bet they
nope.
find out.
Do you think he has full coverage insurance? Will his insurance pay for that?
I don't
if
know.
If he has full coverage insurance,
I don't
will
know.
They pay that bill?
Driving off the rim of the Grand Canyon.
one of the guys that...
I think he's going to have a hard time getting new insurance.
One of the guys that
They're going to put a
works...
big stupid stamp on it. Okay. Mercedes-Benz has a new plan to teach teenagers how to drive in L.A., and I think this is sort of funny in two ways, because the original story starts off, Mercedes-Benz to launch teen driving school, and I was thinking that it would be the teenagers launching Mercedes-Benz, but anyway, they are starting a teen driving school in L.A. because Mercedes-Benz has decided that the typical driving schools that we have in the United States don't properly prepare someone to drive.
Oh, definitely not.
And they're right. So anyway, they have got a new driving school. And the other thing I thought was interesting, it's Mercedes-Benz and it's in L.A. Now, where else do teenagers drive Mercedes-Benz?
In L.A.
In L.A., yeah.
Good point.
So, there you go. It'll be started this next year. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to www.mbdrivingacademy.com.
Oh, and Highland Park.
Yes.
And parts of Plano and Frisco.
But you don't have to drive a Mercedes after you take the course, right?
Oh,
no.
My parents would know. Do you have any? I drove a 73 Chevelle Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I had the 87 Nissan Maxima.
My dad put me in the biggest tank he could find.
Okay, one last car story. Cadillac is coming back with a convertible that's actually going to be a ragtop. And that's sort of neat. You know, everything has gone to sort of the hardtop convertible. Well, the hardtop convertibles are cool, but they take up a lot of trunk room and they weigh more, so they get poorer gas mileage.
Mm-hmm.
And they cost more. There's a lot more to the mechanics of those. So Cadillac is coming out with a vehicle that's going to be sort of between their CTS and their ATS platform, which is going to be a ragtop convertible. And it's not going to look like a CTS. It's going to be completely cool looking. It's going to be its own car.
Is it going to be a two-seater, four-seater? What gets
it's going to be a four-seater.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a four-seater.
And
so
when
anyway,
is it coming out? Is it next year?
2013 is what they're saying, or 14. They're looking at one of the 2 years to release it. And I think it's sort of cool. It'll be a ragtop, and it's going to be very, very inexpensive in comparison to the other luxury convertibles that are out there, and I think that's smart.
Here's somebody that texted in. They lost their keys to their caravan a week ago. That tells me they have small children, so check the trash can or the toilet.
I found a set of keys one time in a green bean can in the compactor.
The trash compactor.
Where a two-year-old had dropped them when the compactor was standing open. A two-year-old had dropped them. They had fallen in the can. The can had laid on its side. And then the compactor was closed.
Do you have any idea how lucky you were that you found those keys?
Oh, well, but you know what? If you're the parent of kids...
You know to always check
everything.
Try.
Don't rule
Don't
it out.
Don't throw your trash out till you've made sure there's nothing of value in there.
And
so
I hope they find
really
their. It's been a week.
This.
I hope they find their keys.
No
yeah.
Kidding. All parents are going to need that little app. That little
yes,
key
the,
tracker.
The key dongle.
Phone tracker.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because
Cobra
kids
tag.
Will also make your phone disappear.
Hey, you could put one of those on your kid.
Not your dongle.
Not your dongle.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to take advantage of the tax-free Flex lease, today's the last day to do it. So you got to call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
817 or 972-234-1234.
Or head to AutoFlex.com. We'll see you back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. My name's Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Please.